Well, hello and welcome to the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. And today a lot of people are celebrating graduation for all those people who have reached the goal that they have been working towards, whether it be kindergarten to first grade, whether it be from elementary to junior high or junior high to high school or high school to college or from college to the world. You know, all of that is so important as we take those important steps in our lives and we try to support one another. And so today, let's keep all those people in mind and let's give them the encouragement that they need. I'm your host, Lois Cunningham, and the program is sponsored by the Third Place Ministries, which is the United Methodist Churches in Marshall County that reach out and offer this program to you, our listening audience. Today, I'm going to share with you some scriptures that, you know, we may hear part of it, but have we ever really read all of this scripture? Are we afraid to talk about it? You know, the first part of it is very, very important, and I hope that you'll reference it on your own. But today, I'm going to share with you the scripture from John chapter 10, and we're going to start with verses 22. And we're going to skip down all the way probably to about verse 39. And Jesus is speaking in a lot of this. You know, I have been familiar with the first part quite a bit, but it's the unbelief of the Jews and where they are kind of testing Jesus and don't really believe him. So I hope that you will read all of the chapter. Of course, the book of John is so important, and Jesus speaks so often in it. And, you know, it's really interesting, but for right now, I would like to begin with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for all that it represents. Be with all those families, Lord, who are supporting those who have reached this important milestone day that's celebrated as a graduation day. We pray, dear Lord, that as we go through life, we realize that people watch everything we do. And, you know, they sort of try to imitate what they see. So help us all, dear Lord, to walk in the paths that you have showed for us, that we can be good role models when we think no one is watching. We thank you, dear Lord, for all those many things, and bless those, dear Lord, who are listening to the program, and those, dear Lord, who may be sick and need thy guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to kind of think just for a moment. Do you remember something real important or some statement that somebody said to you as we were going through life that sticks with you? And why does it remind you or has it changed your life? You know, had you looked up to someone for a certain thing? Was there something that they said that sort of changed the way you looked at life? You know, we have people that do that in our lives, so we do that in other people's lives too. What kind of a legacy do we leave for others? What have we said that people will take with them always, whether it be something good, something bad? It makes us sort of think, doesn't it? Why do we carry those moments through life? You know, Why have they impressed us so much? What have you said that has impressed or dismayed the way people look at themselves? These are important things that we really need to remember. You know, God made us in His image. But He didn't only give us the blessings. He blessed everyone. He didn't make one person more important than the other. Sometimes we may feel insignificant. We may feel like we're not worthy. But don't forget, God sent Jesus to earth to the broken people, to the people who realize they're not perfect, to the people who realize they need that help, they need that support, they need that guidance, and they need that understanding and need the love of God and Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit follows with us. These are things sometimes that, you know, we don't take the time to really contemplate. But have they ever just motivated you in dark circumstances to keep going? Or sometimes do they hinder us and make us want to run and hide? You know, if we follow the words in the Bible that are there as guidance, and we open our hearts and minds and think the world isn't completely on our shoulders, and other people have opinions too, God blessed everyone, and we're to reach out and help our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's exactly what we are, because we reference God as the Father. Well, right now, I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to share with you some of the scripture that I was just referencing from John 10. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. As we begin the program with the scripture, and again, it's going to be from John 10, verses 22 through 39. And Penny Story is going to be joining with me on talking about this. And does it relate to today? Absolutely. So I hope you'll enjoy as we listen to this together. Penny, I'll start reading this verse. Starts with verse 22. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and the Jews in the temple area were walking in Solomon's colonnade. Now, the Jews gathered around him, and they said, "How long have you been with us in suspense? If you're Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The miracles that I do in my Father's name speak for me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one." Again, the Jews picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, "I have shown you the many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" They answered him, "We're not stoning you for any of these," replied the Jews, "but for the blasphemy, because you are a mere man and you claim to be God." Jesus answered them, "It is not written in your law, 'You have said that you are whom the word of God came.' And scripture cannot be broken." I'm going to pause right here for right now. And, you know, this says a whole lot, doesn't it? You know, in reflecting on what I just read, isn't this kind of similar to what's going on today? I know I myself have heard people say, you know, I don't believe in this. I just don't want to talk about it. Don't talk to me about this. You know, is that a failure on our part? But let's talk further about the scripture that I just read. They were always looking to disbelieve him and so forth. And when he told them the way that he presented this, they're ready to stone Jesus. And they called it blasphemy because, you know, actually the only person he had really talked to at this time about who he was a Samaritan woman, you know. So he just mentioned it to them, Penny. Have you heard different people who, you know, just deny Jesus is God's son, or they don't believe in the Bible? You know, he had just showed them his miracles, and he just said, you know, "What's been done has been done because my Father gave me that power." That's quite a bit to say. What does it take for people? Yeah, what does it take for people to believe?
It's so different for some people. I've known of some people who, you know, believe pretty easily. Some people who it takes quite a bit longer, Lois, to for them to believe. So many, you know, people want proof. But I tell you, it's with nature. I just don't understand. Personally, I don't understand how anyone can look at nature or just look at the physical body and study the inside parts. Of course, most of us don't see the inside parts, but doctors and nurses, of course, they do. But when you just think about, you know, and study the body, there's no other way around it except that there is a God who designed all of that just so intricately and creatively.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, seriously. You know, I just had lab work done and they took it apart. And my granddaughter is expecting a baby. The ultrasound was 10 weeks. And the baby looked like it was doing karate chops and had flipped over and, you know, everything. Said, well, you know, it's only 10 weeks. And I said, well, the baby's physically getting ready, you know, for you. So you better be getting some rest, too, because this baby's going to be active, you know, at 10 weeks old. Yes. I mean,
wow.
And people say we're derived from apes. You know, people just, they have to think they're in control. And of course, you and I know we just went through Revelations where everything is brought together. So I don't know, Penny.
I know it's pretty exciting, you know, to think about what the end times is going to be like and how everything will be restored. You know, we will all have peace with God. And I just pray, Lois, that those who are struggling with believing in Jesus will find that peace. And the only way truly to have that peace is to believe in Jesus Christ as you know, your Lord and Savior of your life, who's forgiven you for your sins. It's just, it's really that simple.
I think this is part of the reason that there is so much division, so many wars, so much going on right now is because people have, what does it take for people to realize that there is a God and that right. He sent his son Jesus? You know, I mean, these people here, how many of us knew that they were going to try to stone him at this point? It's not the only time, you know, and yet they crucified him on that cross. It just breaks our heart, but he says they are not part of his flock. They know his voice, but, you know, the others don't.
Right. And just stepping back just a little bit, Lois, to, you know, what it takes for people to believe. I was thinking about DNA and how each person has their own DNA. And with the millions and millions of people, you know, living in the world today and the ones that have already gone on before us, we all have our own specific DNA. I mean, who can create that but the Lord God Almighty?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we are all part of a melting block in America. And it's so hard for people to say, I'm better than you. You don't fit in my class of people. You know, God made everybody equal. And there is miracles all around. But I think that people feel like they have to be in control all the time. That they're the only ones that can do things right.
Yeah, it's hard to let go of control.
It really is. And I think that's why there's so much division in things. And just like here where they want to stone Jesus. They want to stone Jesus after seeing all these miracles. Wow. Right now, Penny and I are going to take a break. But we will be right back. And we'll talk about this again in just a moment. Please. The final session today of the Day One Follow-Up Show on WCBL and WCCK. And I just left off in the middle of what Jesus was telling them, Penny. And, you know, we just finished, and I think there was something you were wanting to say. Is that right? But it's all in your hands now, so you go back as far as you want or say what you wanted to say a moment ago, and it's in your ballpark, Penny, story.
Well, actually, Lois, I have dropped the ball on what I was thinking of, so... but I was thinking that maybe we could go ahead and finish reading the scripture, if that's okay with you.
Hey, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're my co-host, so you just go ahead, whatever you want to do, Penny. I trust all you, right. Penny Stories. Oh, by the way, we wanted to welcome her back, so we're so glad that you're joining
you.
Us. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're still in John 10, chapter 10, and we're going to start in verse 36 and read down to 42. So starting in 36.
And Jesus is still talking, isn't he?
He sure is. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So what about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy because I said, I am God's son? Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. Again, they tried to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing in the early days. There he stayed, and many people came to him. They said, though John never performed a sign, all that John said about this man was true. And in that place, many believed in Jesus.
Wow.
What a difference in the two sets of people. And that's so how it is in the world today. You know, we've got sections of people who do believe, sections that don't believe, located all around the world. And it's the same all around the world. The fact that there's this, like you were talking earlier about division, separation, and believers and the non-believers.
Oh, how true. You know, Penny, you are so right. You know, there's so many people. What does it take? You know, and that scripture that you had just read, it's so relatable today. What does it take for people to believe in God? What does it take for people to believe that Jesus is God's son? And here they wanted to stone him before he was even crucified. And this just hurts, doesn't it?
It does hurt. Yes, it absolutely does hurt. I want to say, especially if it's someone, you know, in your family, someone that you know and love, but then you think about people who you don't know, you know, strangers, and just thinking about, you know, how end of life is going to affect where they go, whether they'll go to heaven or whether they'll go to the pits of hell. And I just don't want that for anyone.
No, I don't either, you know. And reality, I mean, reality just mm-hmm. blows my mind. And my lab skin that I had done, you know, they, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't real good. It means I need help. So, you know, mm-hmm. I have to rely on people. I have to rely on doctors. I have to rely, most of all, I do rely on God. I rely on Jesus. Because, Penny, my life depends on it. I've seen his miracles. I've felt his miracles. And I know right now that he is within me. The Holy Spirit is within me, but I rely on the miracles that God has given me. And I know, Penny, there are people out there in the world who ask for someone to hold their hand. They need that guidance. We need to know that we are blessed, that we have been saved by God. What does it take, Penny? What does it take?
You know what? What I was just thinking is, as far as what does it take? It takes someone reaching out to them. It takes someone who is a believer to go to them and talk about the Lord, to talk about the Bible, to talk about what salvation means and what the end times are really going to be like. It's just it's going to take all of us getting out and reaching out to others.
Absolutely. Well, not only that, Penny, you know, do we have to be at a deathbed or a critical moment in life before we realize that Jesus died for our sins?
I sure hope not, because not everybody gets that deathbed opportunity.
No.
Right. I do know someone that did happen to, but, you know, you think about all the accidents that happen in the world. We're not guaranteed that we're going to, you know, live and grow old and, well, of course, live, but I mean, to grow old and die at an old age. You know, we may not have that kind of time to get
ready. No, we don't. You know, no, sadly, people want to give up on life. And they don't have to. What we have to do, Penny, why can't we show people how God lives in our lives and that we just have to ask for forgiveness and He can forgive and, you know, and realize it's not too late in life for people to still change their lives around and begin a brand new sheet of paper in their lives, even if it has marks on it, Penny.
Right, you know, and to experience that peace that we were talking about earlier, rather than going through, you know, things being difficult, and of course it's difficult for Christians too, so I hope no one misunderstands me there, but to have that peace in your life, why wait 50 or 60 or 70 years, you know, to experience that peace? Why not go ahead and accept the Lord today and experience that peace now? And then have that peace for years and years and years. Hopefully for years and years and years and years.
Oh, Penny. You know, you and I have been through Bible studies together. And we have seen how people have embraced knowing, you know, from the Word of God, from the Bible that has been given to us. What
is
it?
Isn't that exciting, Lois?
Yes.
To be in a situation like a Bible study with, you know, with a group of believers who are excited about what they're learning and excited about what God is doing in their lives and excited to be able to hear, you know, what God is doing in other people's lives. It is just, it's exciting. It's fun. It's joyful to be a part of that experience.
Yeah. And we don't need to take our gifts and put it in a back drawer and think that no one cares or that they don't understand us. We're all in a place where we need the support of others. But most of all, they need to know that God is with them all the time.
Yes, all the time.
All the time, Penny. Well, right now, we're going to close this session for today, but we hope you'll tune in next week. So, for Penny and I, Penny, would you leave us with a closing prayer, please?
I sure would. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for this radio program. Lord, thank you for your word that instructs us, that helps us to know who you are, that helps us to know who your son is, and who that helps us to be able to live a right life, a good life, a life with peace and joy, even in the midst of trying circumstances, Lord. We can have that joy and experience that now. So, Father, we pray that you would be with us, that you would be with all the listening audience. Lord, that this day would bring joy to them somehow, some way. Lord, you know what each one of us face, but Lord, we know that you can bring joy like we've prayed in the midst of trying circumstances. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So for WCBL, WCCK, for the Third Place Ministries that sponsor this program, for you, our listening audience, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye for now, and hope you'll join us next week.